The muffled sound of a honking horn from the street below brought me back to the moment. Anatoly was waiting for my response, and as patient as he was, he didn't actually like to wait. "Do you really want to hear this?" My fingers moved from my bag to my black and white eternity scarf. His jaw tightened ever so slightly. "Stop the games," he demanded, his Russian accent becoming a bit more pronounced. I nodded and took a deep breath. "It's cute." The aggressiveness of the silence that followed was a little frightening. "Cute," he eventually repeated, drawing out the word, making it sound like the venomous insult he perceived it to be. I hesitated a moment before blurting out, "Oh my God, Anatoly, it's more than cute. It's fucking adorable. Your office is adorable."
"It is not adorable," he snapped. "It's conveniently located. It gets natural light. It has its own attached bathroom. It is a sophisticated space."
I hedged as my eyes moved from the light yellow walls to the white-painted trim of the paned windows. "It's sophisticated in a simply Hello Kitty kind of way, but I do like it. The way they integrated the seashells and daisies into the crown molding, it's really..."
"Don't say it."
"It's so cute." He slammed his hand down on the desk and turned his glare to the window.
"I'm getting a new office."
"You just signed a lease. Did it come with these furnishings?" I gestured to the only furniture in the room, the desk, a brown tufted leather office chair, and two cushioned wicker armchairs. They absolutely fit the space. Totally charming.
"I'll paint the walls black."
"Then it'll just be adorably goth." I opened the door to what I assumed was a closet. It was a half-bath with an old-fashioned pedestal sink that looked like it was plucked right out of a Victorian dollhouse. I got my smile in check before turning and walking over and perching myself on the edge of his desk, dangling my legs in his direction. "You know," I said in my most soothing tone, "you can be a pretty intimidating guy." Anatoly made a noise that sounded like a half-hearted growl. He was nowhere near mollified. "You can be," I insisted. "You have a mean glare when you're mad. You're like a hot James Bond villain." I shrugged off my purse from my shoulder. "It can be a problem."
"What are you talking about?"
"When you hire a PI, you have to share a few secrets with him," I pointed out. "Open up the door to some of the more private areas of your life. It's hard to do that with an intimidating, tough guy. You need to take it down a notch. And you know how you do that?"
"I think I know where you're going with this."
"You need a super cute office," I continued with a nod. "When prospective clients come through that door, they'll say, 'Okay, so he looks like he could kill me, but those crown moldings of his are simply delightful.'" He let his chin drop to his chest, his neck bent down from the burden of my indictment. "Who's the first client who gets to be enchanted by this place?"